Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode we're going to look at how to stop your horse's quarters from coming in during canter. Now, straightness is the fifth of the dressage skills of training, and it's one that presents many riders with a challenge, especially in the canter. But why does your horse bring his quarters in when cantering, and how can you stop him from doing that? That's what we're going to talk about in today's podcast episode. So horses typically bring their quarters in when cantering in an attempt to balance themselves, rather than placing their hind legs further underneath their bodies. Now, some horses also bring their quarters in during the upward transition to canter for the exact same reason. It helps them avoid having to carry more weight on their hind legs. Now, due to the natural sequence of the canter, it's much easier for the horse to come crooked than it is for him to sit on his haunches and use his hocks. So he brings his quarters in from the track and canters like a crab. Now, the horse may do this because he is unfit and he lacks the physical strength to carry himself properly in the canter, or it may be due to poor training. Now, a horse that is stiff and tight through his back will also tend to canter with his quarters in. Now, when the horse works in this way, he will be less supple through his back, which will make it difficult for the horse to connect and engage, so he will also lack power and balance. Now, when it comes to achieving straightness, canter brings an added complication as opposed to the walk and trot. Now, in walk and trot, we aim for what's known as absolute straightness. And in this, we want the horse's spine to be totally aligned to the straight line in which that you are riding. And it should go from the horse's head, along his neck, his back, into his hindquarters and his tail, with no part of his body deviating from the line. Now, this is what most of us think about when we talk about the whole subject of straightness. However, your horse's shoulders are narrower than his hips. And as we've talked about, due to the nature of the canter sequence, where the legs on the inside, so the leading side, are always moving in advance of the legs of the outside of the body, this means that the horse's spine is predisposed to curling up towards the leading leg. Therefore, in canter, we need to aim for what's known as functional straightness. And this describes when you have the two hooves, so the front and the back of one side, travelling along the same line. And it's what you should strive to achieve in canter, so that the two feet on the leading side are aligned on one track and the horse's nose is positioned above his inside knee. Now, that's quite hard to illustrate in audio during a podcast. However, in our blog post on our website, we do have three images which demonstrate absolute straightness, the horse in the right canter lead, and functional straightness in the canter, which helps to illustrate the point a little easier. If you want to see those images, just go to howtodressage.com and search for quarters coming in during canter, and you'll be able to see them in the blog post. Okay, so now we know why the horse's quarters coming during canter, how do we go about preventing it? Well, first of all, what you don't want to do is you don't want to bring your inside leg back and try to push the quarters back out onto the track, because that won't work. The horse may lean against your leg, he may try to bend around it, or you'll end up playing quarters ping pong, pushing the horse's quarters from one side to the other. Instead, you're going to aim to straighten the horse by bringing his shoulders in to meet his quarters. And you can do this by riding him in shoulder four positioning. Now, in your overall training, you need to improve the horse's strength, fitness, and flexibility so that he can become more supple and properly engaged through his back and quarters. Now, here are a few exercises that you can incorporate in your daily schooling regime that will help your horse to stay straight in canter. but be sure to work your horse equally on each rein so that you build up muscle, lateral suppleness and longitudinal suppleness evenly. So, the first exercise, as we've already talked about, is shoulder four. Now, this exercise is quite simple, but it's very effective in keeping your horse straight in canter. So, you're going to start by riding the horse around the arena in an active working trot. And then as you ride through a corner approaching the long side, you're going to ride a 10-metre circle. Or if your horse is not quite ready for 10-metre circles, you can ride a larger circle if he's at the beginning of his training. And then once you come off the circle onto the long side, you're going to half halt and put the horse into shoulder four positioning. Now after a few strides, ride a half halt to rebalance the horse and then ask him to canter and keep the horse in shoulder four for a few strides on the straight long side. Now at this stage, don't ask for too much. And then you're going to ride back onto the circle, make the transition to trot, and then repeat the exercise on the next long side again. Now you can use a long dressage whip to back up your leg and to help keep control of the horse's quarters. And as your horse gets stronger, you can ask him to canter further along the straight long side, keeping his quarters firmly on the track and aligned with his shoulders. Now, if you're not quite sure what the aids are for shoulder four or the positioning of it, we do have a blog post on our website, howtodressage.com, and we also have another podcast episode on this in our archives. Just search for how to ride shoulder four. But now we're going to move on to our next exercise, which is exercise two and spirals. Now, lateral work is especially useful in building muscle and helping to improve the horse's balance and straightness. Now, also, simple lateral movements such as leg yield encourage the horse to work through his back and hind quarters, helping to build his strength and suppleness. Now, you might find it helpful to place a cone in the centre of a circle, which will help give you a focal point. But basically, what you're going to do is you're going to ride your horse on a 20-metre circle in working trot. And then you're going to ask the horse to leg yield inwards towards the centre of the circle, making the process gradual. And then keep spiralling until the circle is approximately 10 metres in diameter. And then you're going to push the horse outward again, gradually leg yielding out until you're back on the 20-metre circle. And then you're going to repeat the exercise on the other rein. Now, one thing you've got to be careful with this exercise is that your horse is actually leg yielding. You don't want them to be drifting in and out or just leaning in and out. It has to be a clear leg yield. Again, if you need help with the aids for leg yield and how to ride that movement, just search for how to leg yield in our podcast archives or on our website, howtodressage.com. Okay, and the last exercise that we're going to talk about, exercise number three, is transitions. Now, transitions are an excellent tool for encouraging your horse to use his inside hind leg to carry more weight and to generally build his strength. Now, this exercise teaches your horse to stay straight when making transitions upward into the canter and has the added benefit of making the horse's balance more uphill. Now, you can ride this exercise from a walk or trot depending on your horse's experience and ability. However, horses often find it easier to keep their balance into canter directly from a walk. So here's what you're going to do. You're going to first establish an active medium walk. And for this exercise to be fully effective, the walk steps must be active and the horse must be responsive to your aids. And then you're going to take up a 20-metre circle at one end of the school, either at A or at C. And you're going to put the horse into that shoulder four positioning again. And then you're going to ask the horse to canter. At the same time, you're going to hold him with your seat and legs so that he maintains the shoulder four positioning throughout the transition. And then ride him down the long side of the arena, keeping the horse's shoulders slightly in from the track so that his quarters remain on the track and don't come in. Now you can use this same basic technique when riding a dressage test. So just before you make the canter transition, whether that be from trot or walk, put the horse into that slight shoulder fall positioning, because that will prevent the horse from bringing his quarters in when he makes a transition, and it helps to set him up to stay straighter in the canter. So to wrap this episode up, quarters in canter is a big mark loser in dressage tests, and it tells the judge that the horse is not supple through his back and is therefore not engaged or balanced, let alone straight. Now usually, crookedness in the canter happens because of the natural canter gait sequence, and because the horse is not physically strong or fit enough to take the weight behind. So the horse evades that effort by swinging his quarters off the track. Now you can use the exercises that we've talked about in this podcast episode to gradually increase your horse's strength, suppleness and engagement. However, for some immediate improvement, you can use that shoulder fore positioning to help keep your horse straighter in the canter. Now, if you have any questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, our books, our training diaries and competitions, then please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you for taking the time to listen to our podcast, and we hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff, which is available on our website howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of dressage books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.